Blog Talk Radio.
To personally apologize to everyone. I have been so busy and been working some ungodly hours, and time has gotten away from me. And I was thinking that the 12th was next week, or the 13th was next week. And good grief, if the sister hadn't reminded me, I would have slept this thing. Then I got up this morning and said, oh, let me get ready. Let me do what I know Yah has told me to do. And prepare for the service tonight. And then I was caught up in that. But when I scheduled this, I scheduled this for tonight. So I apologize to my brother Isaiah. Just going too many different ways, too many different ways. So I apologize to you, saints. We do want to have or are going to have the new moon feast tonight. I want you to make sure that you prepare and bring, you know, get your meal, get your wine or your grape juice and your unleavened bread, whether wafers or crackers. We do want to do this. This is a special new moon service. I do want you to prepare for a little bit longer service because there is much to celebrate, and I want to make sure that we do it all, that we give the Most High the attention that He so truly and justifiably deserves. So I won't be before you long this morning. We are going to do our statement of faith, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother Isaiah, and he can pray us in and come as Yah has put it on his heart to come. One moment, please. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for the instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We glorify you, God. We thank you for giving us the Savior. We thank you for being our Redeemer. We thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for keeping us safe from all hurt and harm. Hallelujah. And bringing us together, Father. We just lift you up and glorify you this morning, God. Hallelujah. You are our Elohim. And you are the only one that we shall bow down to and that we shall worship. So we glorify you this morning, Yah, and we raise you up. We magnify you, and we worship you and you alone. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Isaiah.
Am I muted? Hey.
Oh, you're unmuted right now, my brother.
Oh, I'm locked and loaded. How you doing, bro?
Shabbat shalom, my brother. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Hey, Father is merciful. Hey, Father
amen.
Is merciful.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it over to you and let Yah, you pray us in and let Yah lead you.
Amen.
Come as
y'all
gives it to you.
All right. And I'll pray this. Amen. Amen. Hey, grace and peace, family. Grace and peace. Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Blog Talk Show, to Yah's Global Kingdom, and to my portion of the podcast show, which is called To the Spirit of Meekness and Charity. Grace and peace, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Isaiah, and I'm bringing a precept today. And this morning Sabbath. And the name of the precept is called A Double-Minded Man. Just simply a double-minded man. Because I was going to put it unstable in all his ways, but like how the Lord showed me how to put it, you know, what the Lord has, the talent that the Lord has given me and the message that the Lord has given me is to simply, you know, find the issue and solve the solution. I'm not going to find the issue and point the finger. I want to find the solution and try to fix the solution. So the name of the precept is called a double-minded man. You know, the person that... But this conversation is about people who's trying to walk right or people who might think they want to walk right, but tuned to be something different when the spotlight is off of them. You know, and so what we're going to do today is to see if we can seek and search out scriptures to try to ease this thing, just in case if you might have some people you know that's like this, or maybe ourselves might be a little double-minded sometimes, you know, but we try to ease ourselves back into God's glory and stuff and try to get it right and do better the next time. So this precept is talking about people who's trying to serve God. This precept has absolutely nothing to do with people who decide not to serve God. But the people who find themselves going left and right, this precept is more for them. And it might be any type of situation a brother or sister be in. But what we can do is try to see if we can find a solution on how to stop being double-minded. So all praise to the Father. All praises. All praises. I hope it go well. I don't think I brought anything like this before. But the Lord is good. So, brothers and sisters, what we're going to do is I'm going to face east towards Jerusalem. If you'd like, please face east towards Jerusalem with me. And what we're going to do is to start the Lord's Prayer. And after the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to get a Psalm scripture reading. Matter of fact, as I'm standing up, I might as well get it now. Okay, I get it. Amen. All right, let's face east towards Jerusalem. Let's pray in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now I'm going to start us out in the scriptures reading, and we're going to get into the precept. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. The reading will take place from the book of Psalms, chapter 125, verses 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, amen. That's time for us getting to this precept, brothers and sisters. You know, just a little something to put on your mind and to put on our mind in case we find ourselves being a little double-minded, you know, cross the fence on. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about any situation that a brother or sister might be going through or it might be a battle or something that you're going through. You know, maybe it's something you're trying to overcome. You might be going left and right a little bit. This precept is more set up that way. Not to the point that, you know, you just throw the whole towel in, you know, you just a servant with people around and then you somebody else, you know, when those spotlight isn't on you. I'm not trying to bring it that way, but just trying to bring it in a way to find a solution to help. Because there's no need to bring a double-minded scripture and destroy and demolish everybody, including myself, and don't find a solution or don't find the cure, a medicine to make it better or to rise back up or to even be a part of the scripture where it said a just man falls seven times and get back up. So let's see if we can find a solution. So what we're going to do first is before we get into precept, we got to look the definition up of double-minded. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, James 1 and 8. A double-minded is having in the mind opposite or opposing views at different times. To be double-minded is to be inconsistent, vacillating, to be an act one way today and be and act some other way tomorrow. And we have the adjective of double-minded. Definition of double-minded is, in an adjective, is weak, inconsistent, and undecided. And sometimes this can fall on anybody. But we don't want this to fall doubly hard on us. But the whole thing is that, you know, you got the strength to be this person this day, but you don't have the strength to be that person the next day. Who does this sound like? Didn't Paul go through the same thing in the book of Romans chapter 7? Some days it's for him, some days he do good, but some days he don't do good. Some days it's in me to do good, but some days it ain't in me to do good. Oh, ratchet man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Every day we try to be as strong as we possibly can. But some days we probably can't be as strong as we can or wish to be. But the whole thing is that who is able to have faith and strength to constantly keep going even at your worst? Even when you're even at work all day, you like, man, I'm about to serve God when I get home. I'm going to do this and do that. Sometimes, you know, by the time you make it home, you all beat down and tired. Sometimes you just want to lay down or just chill. You know, you had the mind to do one thing, but then by the time you got back home, it was something else. Or you might have the intention to go do something righteous that day and do good. You want to do it the next day, but it ain't too much in you to do it that day. Or just simply being a servant of God one day, and the next day you're not a servant of God. This is the one we don't want to be a part of. We don't want to be a part of the person that's in everybody's face, like, okay, he's serving God. But then when he's by himself in this dark rabbit hole, in the dark where he can be himself or herself, they are completely different than what they're supposed to be. But we do have challenges in life. We do have battles in life. We do have to fight this flesh off every single day. So it is in our best interest, is to keep moving forward. Even if things isn't too good the next day, keep moving forward, keep pushing. You know, you might have a strong will one day, but your will might not be strong the next day. So what we're going to do is go right into the book of James chapter 1. The book of James chapter 1. And what we're going to do is pick this up at verse 8. And it says right here, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So it's going to get to a point, if you can't make your mind up, the Lord might just call you double-minded, you unstable in your ways, you don't know what's left, you don't know what's right. You know, you just too much staying in the middle section. And the Lord already talked about being lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, that means you know he'll make the decision for you. He'll spit you out. So when you're serving God, we got to make sure we come to a point that we're either going to be hot or we're either going to be cold. There's no in between. There is no middle. But the thing is that we need to make our mind up to be on the right side or the left side. There's no such thing as a right middle or right left to be right here in the middle section. This is not what we want to be. We don't want to be in a situation where the Lord don't know if we go do what's right or we go do what's wrong. Or are we going to go after him or we go after the world? This is the solution we're going to try to come up with. How to prevent this from happening. How to stop this from happening. Have any of us ever thought about that? How to stop and get yourself out of the middle area? Because some people might have a true zeal for God. Some people might have a true zeal for God. But the same question we need to ask ourselves is that if you have a true zeal of God, are you doing what God wants you to do? What's comfortable for you? Because the Lord give you something to do, of course he's going to make sure you be able to do it. This is why the Bible said the body of Christ, it has plenty members. Your member might be the arm, man might be the toes or the leg. So if I sit up here and try to do the arm, it might be weary for me. So I might, you know, it definitely the people that's just coming into the truth or people who's just trying to get their feet into the door on righteousness, they might find it, they might find it difficult. Like, man, I got to do all this. Yeah, you do, but at the same point in time is we should, being a servant, I truly believe that we should find the what's that word? The body of Christ that's fit for the members. I just leave it just like that. So sometimes maybe that could be the reason why, you know? A person might not want to just go all the way in. You know, maybe they might find it too difficult for them. You know, maybe they miss the world. But the same point of time is that, you know, if their mindset is just set up like that, then we can't do nothing about that. But the same point of time is that we all should understand that everybody has their purpose. Everybody has their play in the body of Christ. And it is very important for people to play their role. I can't play the role of the neck because the Lord didn't give me the role of a neck. I can't play the role of a shoulder because he didn't give me the role of a shoulder. Now, if all my works that I think I'm doing is right with my righteousness is the neck and the shoulders on a piece of the body that God didn't give me, then what would I do? It could be a possibility that I say, you know what, I might as well go back into the world because I didn't think it would be like this. But instead of sticking around and finding your spot for the body of Christ, it might end up being too weary. So one of the ways that I see that you can keep yourself stable and right is by finding what fits you. You might be a hard soldier for God. Then you go and deal with the body of Christ who hard soldiers for God. Yours might be a different area. You know, like for example, I found out what mine is. Mine is, man, going hard for art. That keeps me at peace and a joyful heart at all times and teaching the word. I found out that's my body of Christ. And everybody else has their own. Not to be weary of it, but to be joyful of it. Because I figured out that if you do what fits you, that what God has given you, then maybe you won't find yourself leaning over too far to the right side and getting mingled in with the world. You won't have to find yourself in the middle section of the lukewarm if you're doing what God has given you according to the body of Christ. And this is why we're dealing with the precept this way, is because we have people that come in new. You know, you might find somebody you're talking to that might want to serve God. So, like, what I like to do is to talk to them and figure out what's comfortable for them by still doing the word of God and not taking nothing away from it. But as we just read in the book of Romans, the book of James, chapter 1 and 8, it just simply told us a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we got to find a solution, and we're trying to find a solution. But let us go into the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And what we're going to do is pick this thing up at verse 3. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So let's read that again. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So now what we're looking at is this simplicity. Well, it's simple. Simple comes on different levels. The simplicity for me might be different from you. Yours might be to go deep and far into the scriptures. Somebody else might be keep the Ten Commandments and do well by your brothers and sisters. This is what my simplicity is. Yours might be that way, but this is mine. Because we all got to understand the simplicity in Christ Jesus. But there are different bodies of the members. So, of course, the simplicity could be completely different from other people. So now let's go into the book of 1 Peter chapter 4. The book of 1 Peter chapter 4. The book of 1 Peter chapter 4. And give me 1 second. All right, amen. The book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye be partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now we got to break this thing down. It said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you. So everybody got trials and tribulations. So sometimes we think we the worst type of people ever. Like, man, I'm down. I'm this and that, man. You know, you might feel like you're being double-minded. You might feel like you just fallen all the way to the left side, and you can't even get back to the right. But at that point of time, it's about keeping faith and going forward. You'll get back to that right side, because the Lord, how the Lord deal with us sometimes and how he show us things is that if you're going through this fiery trial, it's to teach you something. If you're going through this fiery trial, it's to lift you up. It's to make you better. It's not here to destroy you, but it's here to make you better. This is how I understood that conversation when Paul was talking, when Paul said, Lord, I came to you 3 times on this matter. But Lord turned around, but you know what it said, least. We looked at the word least. The word least means just in case of a matter. And when you read this story, it shows you, because all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that Paul had, the Lord had to have some debt to keep him humble. So we're looking at this double-minded, and we're trying to find a solution. When you fall too much over to the left side, what I'm trying to say is that keep the faith and keep strong and keep moving forward. Because whatever you're going through, that fiery trial, that tribulation that you got going on, it's not because you did something wrong. It's not because you're wicked or you feel completely short. It is to strengthen you and make you better. So once we understand that, and we keep the faith, then the Lord will keep us back on the right path. You just had to learn something. You pray for a matter. You pray for a solution. Now you got to go through the fiery trial to understand the prayer. So it works like that too sometimes. Because it's double-minded, like I said before, I'll say it again, we're just trying to find a solution. We're trying to figure out how this thing operates. And we're not operating this thing, this entire precept, on somebody that's just withered all the way and just gone back into the world and just said, skip it, because they, of course, they was never with us anyway. But this is talking about the servants of God who is trying to do the best they can to serve God, because we already talked about it, the body of Christ. Find what fits you in the body of Christ to keep you away from falling away. Everybody needs to find a body of Christ to keep them from falling away and find your solution, to find your path, to find your righteousness, to find what God has implanted into you before you was born in the bosom. Find it out. Find your body of Christ. If you that shoulder, be the shoulder. If you the leg, be the leg. You the neck, be the neck. If you the head, be the head. If you the ears, then be the ears. And if you have little bitty toes with that little bitty work in the vineyard, then praise God, because you got something to do. Then be the little bitty toes. Find your spot. So you know that it won't weary you. It won't bother you, because the Lord has put it in you to take care of that position. So let's try to keep this. So we got to keep figuring out the solution for double-minded. So we already just went into the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. verse 3 about the, First Peter chapter 4, verse 12, when it talks about the fiery trials, which is to try you, you might think, man, am I falling all off? Am I falling? What's going on? I know I'm trying to serve God, but man, I feel like I'm lukewarm. Lord, have mercy on me. It ain't looking good, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep on going. It ain't looking well, but I'm going to keep on going. I know my man is to go this way, but it's just in another situation about time I get home or whatever your occupation might be. Not always saying that's a bad thing, because one thing the Lord has shown me, when you pray on something, he'll give it to you and he'll show it to you. It might not be the way you expect him to show it to you, but he will. And sometimes you might got to go through a little something just to get the understanding on why it happened. So it does not mean that you fell all the way off or your mind is completely off of what God is doing for you. It doesn't always mean that. Sometimes it's just simply you just got to go through that fiery trial. You won't be double-minded. You'll be stable in your ways. You just got to find out what I want you to do. You ask this question, so I'm happy to give it to you this way. And once I give it to you that way, then you'll be happy with exceeding joy, because all that trial and fiery gospel is nothing but getting you stronger. You didn't fall off. You weren't going to the right to fall to the right or too far to the left. You was right exactly where I wanted you to be. So now let's go to the book of James chapter 1. Book of James chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 22 through 25. Well, we might read through 25. I just might want to get what I want out of here. Verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now, this is this really double-minded type person that we're not too much really dealing with. But since I read it, we go deal with it. If you call yourself a servant of God, be a servant of God. Don't just be a servant of God at home. If you call yourself a servant of God and putting on righteousness and putting on the spirit, then do all in your willpower to be this person that you are at home or in the classes. Or when you're in front of your righteous buddies and sisters, you try to be that person at all times. And don't make it fake, but to live by it. Because you don't want to be this type of person. As soon as everybody leaves, you off into all sorts of folly and foolishness. All folly and foolishness. We don't want to be like that. Jumping right off the bandwagon and just being, it's like walking out the street and the righteous man can't even tell if you are part of the righteous or the wicked, because you're so up far up in them. You're so up into what they're doing. So we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be like that at all. But this was up in the scriptures, and I want to use this. But at the same point in time is we still got to find a solution. This is just a person that's just on straight bull. You know, just straight phony. Don't care about nothing but just putting on the act around people. So it's not too much to say about a person like this. But we're dealing about the ones that be falling off left and right, and we're trying to find a solution on that. So let's go into the book of James chapter 4. And what we're going to do is read verses 7 and 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw near to thee, to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So, if you find yourself going too far to the right, too far to the left, you find yourself being this type of righteous person in the eyesight of people, but you might find yourself slipping and falling a little too hard when you're on your own, then it is our best interest to put your trust in the Lord and to purify yourself. You know, if you pray and fast, pray, and ask the Most High God to deliver you from this destruction. And this destruction is this flesh, this body that wants to do everything wicked up under the sun. But it's not telling you that you can't come back if you're dealing with being double-minded. It's not saying you cannot come back. But what we just read is that it says, draw nigh to God. So come near to God. Come near to his word. Come near to his sayings. Come near to his ways and actions and his righteousness. Come close to that. And he will draw near to you. So, Lord, so you're doing that, then he'll come closer to you. Oh, man, you're doing that. Okay, I'll come closer to you now. Cleanse your hands. Stop doing what you're doing. And purify your hearts. Clean your mind up. Start thinking better. Ye double-minded. Stop going too far left and stay on the right path. And stay away from the lukewarm. So if you find yourself in short situations, when you're falling short, then come closer to God and he'll come closer to you. And cleanse your hands from whatever got you falling off. Amen. Let's go to the book of Psalms chapter 73. The book of Psalms 73, verse 28. Psalm 73 and 28. Psalm 73 and 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord, that I may declare all thy works. Amen. Amen. This is how we do it. Because it's a good thing to come close to God and to put your trust in the Lord, and that you may declare all your works. So in order to, so whatever work in the vineyard that God has for you to do, in order to get it done, it's by trusting God and coming near to him. Then you'll be able to get your works done. And whatever your position is in the body of Christ, you'll be able to get it done. And if you're able to get it done and to work with your hands for the Most High God, and you're coming near to him, you don't have to worry about being double-minded. You don't have to worry about falling too far to the left. You don't have to worry about these things. Because once you put your trust in God, and then you start working with your hands and trusting him and putting your work out in the vineyard, whatever it is, if you're a singer, teacher, reader, whatever your position is, you won't find yourself with that different type of mindset that got you wanting to go left and you following it, because you'd be too close to God and he won't allow it to happen. But in order for that to happen, you got to believe it can happen. Now let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. The book of Proverbs chapter 3. And what we're going to do is read verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. Trust in the Lord, right? So we trust in the Lord. We believe in God. You pray on your issue, and you believe that God can take it away. Because in order for you to go too far left, then it's obvious there's something, there's some type of sin you enjoy there. But the Lord can cleanse any sin or any sickness or any type of wicked desire we have to keep us away from it and to keep our bodies straight on right. Not saying it's going to not go try to want to mingle left sometimes, but the same point of time is that it can happen. It can happen if we trust God. It can happen to the point that we can find ourselves so clean, so strong, so pure by putting our trust in the Lord. But in order for that to happen too, it's another thing we gotta check out in verse 5. It said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and soul. Well, I read that wrong. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. But this is another thing too. And lean not unto thy own understanding. So your own counsel isn't wise all the time. You know, sometimes you got to sit down and try to figure out a solution, but it should be a solution and a thought on righteousness. The book that the Lord has left us to follow. So we should not be trying to figure these things out with our own understanding and our own thoughts, because that will make the situation worse. So if you remember the body of Christ, you might end up destroying yourself and find yourself all the way left. Let's check this thing out. Let's go in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, is pick this thing up at verse 16. And we're going to read verses 16 through 18. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 16 through 18. 16. Okay, you can clearly see that you're the forearm. Why is you dealing with the right side of the shoulder, the forearm, the hand, the leg, the foot, the foreleg on the right side, and the right ear and the face? Your position was on the left side being the forearm. And now you're going to find yourself in a position spoiling yourself and messing your mood up on dealing with things that wasn't even meant for you to deal with. So what do you think your mind is going to be? What do you think your heart is going to be if you mingling in things on trying to be overly righteous? How could you destroy yourself with that? How much pride and arrogancy do you think that can pop in like that? How much anger or thinking you somebody special or lord over his heritage or putting yourself in a position as a high being by being overly righteous? But in order to play this thing out right, do your part. No matter what your part is, you do your part. If your part is to support the fatherless and help the widows and deal with the, and help the children, everybody's supposed to be doing that when it comes to the poor now. But if it comes to those manner of works in the vineyard, then do your part. If you firm on the law, do your part. If you're an evangelist, do your part. If you're a preacher, do your part. But just don't be overly righteous with it. Keep yourself in the body of Christ that was given to you. Because at sometimes overly doing it might just make you just want to put the whole book down and not even want to deal with it by trying to do too much. Just simply let us do our part. Put our trust in the Lord, come close to him, he'll come close to you. And we also understand, too, that sometimes we do have fiery trials. So it might seem like you're going too far left, but maybe that's where you're supposed to be at to learn something. The Lord might get you being the next big thing in the work in the vineyard, but you got to go through something just to get it. You got to learn something. King Solomon said it himself, man, he searched out everything, whether it was wicked or good. But it wasn't for a messed up purpose. It was to help those that's in need, to learn it. Being the most wise man in the world don't mean just sitting up, just being righteous, pious, and holy all day. You got to get your feet dirty. You got to find out solutions. You got to read things. You got to put yourself in situations and figure out situations. Don't mean you're wicked. Just means that you want to know what's right and what's better for the people, what's better for you. So we also got another part in this thing in verse 17. It said, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? So don't think you're going to do this precept and just think this gives you wiggle room to go out there and be and to get into this world, because you're going to find yourself in a situation you don't want to find yourself into. Verse 18. It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this. Yea, also from this withdraw not thy hand. For he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. Amen. Amen. So we need to understand this conversation. We need to understand this talk. We need to understand, like, this solution that we're trying to come up with the scriptures on this matter. And when it comes to work in the vineyard, when it comes to taking care of God's business, it is so important to know the body of Christ that's given to you, because you might find yourself not able to finish it. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 28 through 31. Luke 14, verses 28 through 31. Book of Luke 14, 28 and 31. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that beholdeth it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Oh. So what we need to understand is that we need to consider this matter. The work in the vineyard, or just a person who's trying to serve God. A person who thinks that he's ready to serve God really need to sit down. You know, if you talk to somebody and they think they want to do this and get baptized and stuff like that, they really need to sit down and consider the matter. You know, not by forcing them and just trying to attack every single thing that they're doing. No, we got to do this thing with patience. And when dealing people with patience, let them know exactly what they're getting themselves into. Because if we don't let these people know exactly what they're getting themselves into, and they bring this to their neck of the woods, their friends and family, they might not be able to finish it. And now they're being mocked and made fun of, saying that, man, he was holy about 3 months, and now he can't even hold on to what he was doing. But now if you do your part and you tell them what they're getting themselves into, then that's out of our hands. But if we do sit back and tell people, we really need to make sure and so they can consider what's about to be at play. Because it's easy to fall back into this world, definitely in this time frame that we're in. So this is why we really need to consider the matter and understand what's at play. And also understand and find out what your talent is for God, and find out what your body of Christ is, so you can keep yourself well nourished and occupied in the work in the vineyard. So now let us go into the last spot in this lesson. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 3 through 6. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Oh, so everybody has their measure of faith. It's like a meter. Some might be higher than others. But whatever your portion is, that's what you deal with. And so if you got a portion and you got a measure, it says, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everybody has a measurement of faith. Some might be higher than others. Some might be lower than others. Some might be right struck down in the middle. Some might be almost tipping the top meter of the measurement. That's not for everybody. This is why the Bible's so quick and so strong on the body of Christ. What is your member? Because if you might think of yourself too high, you might go too far left and be all the way double-minded with a whole different thought, knowing you want to do this thing no more. Because you're dealing with something that wasn't even given to you. The Lord gave you a measurement of something, but you weren't able to finish it because you trying to mess with the meter section, and try to pull your meter up to try to be up there with theirs. But everybody has their own measurement. And maybe this is the solution for the double-minded. Maybe if we find our spot in the body of the vineyard, it'll keep us from going to left, and it should keep us at a right portion for the Most High God. And sometimes if it's a little too rough, does not always mean it's a bad thing, because we also read in the Bible that, hey, we got fiery trials. You know, it might not be easy all the time. And that doesn't mean that you're being wicked or you doing this and that. It just means that maybe the Lord is dealing with you on a certain situation. You got to go through something to understand the request or understand how to be this person that God wants you to be. So that's that double-minded. I hope the solution was good enough, you know. I hope it was good enough to find a solution and to find out ways that can probably keep it from happening. If we can keep it from happening, then praise God. But maybe it'd be a better situation for us. We'd be in a better situation if we worked at the body of Christ and to deal with the portion that he has given us. So through the grace of God, I hope you got some understanding on that, on trying to find a solution on a double-minded man. I thank you for your time, and I turn things over to Brother Miles. I thank you for your time.
Amen, amen. Great precept, my brother. Great precept.
Amen.
In the scripture, we are told to consider the cost. And when you are speaking on these things, Messiah said it. No man goes and builds a house without considering the cost. And so that is the biggest thing here when you're bringing people in, is that they understand what they're getting into, as you said, and they consider the cost. What do they have to give up? Because not everybody can do that. Not everybody's willing to pay the price. So if we, you know, what I've been teaching on and trying to get us to understand that, hey, if you set the expectation and you have people understand what the cost is, this is what you got to do. This is the cost. Messiah said he wants your all. Consider the cost. This is what you're coming into. So great precept. Each and every person has to consider the cost. If there are those who are listening that want to comment, just press the number 1 and I will open your phone on this. But great precept. And definitely, you know, we have to set the expectation for people when they are coming into to this life, that they understand exactly what they're getting into, and as Messiah said it, that they consider the cost, so that, you know, they don't become double-minded and want to turn back. People are quick to do that because they didn't know wholly what they were getting into. Nobody explained it to them that, hey, this is going to cost you your all. It's going to cost you your everything. So I said, great precept, my brother, and keep up the good work. May I still be with you in all that you do.
Amen.
612-298. Shalom, Sister Mary. Your phone is open.
Shalom, brother. How you doing? I just wanted to say shalom, happy Sabbath. But Sister Ray wanted to say something.
Shabbat shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, brother Isaiah. Great to hear your voice. Hallelujah. I just want to give y'all all the praises for you and Brother Miles and the family, everybody that can join us this beautiful day. When I woke up today, I went for a walk around the lake, and the sun was so bright, it was so big, it was so orange, and the birds were just chirping, and I think it was just two or three of us out there, maybe three, and I was just thanking y'all that it was, I was just out there walking around by myself, no interruptions, nobody else, just listening to nature, just giving him his praise, thanking him that he woke us up this morning, that he woke me up today. And, oh, my goodness, I was just thanking him all morning, gratitude, just humbling myself, just thanking him for the Lord's Sabbath, that there's so much going on around me. And like I was telling Sister Mary yesterday, I was giving her some examples. She said, what did the Lord say? It's going to come nigh dwelling. You pay your tithe, you trust in him, you love on him, you read your word, you study to show that self-approved, you have that personal time with him in that secret place, he got you. He got you. So I just want to give all praises to the Most High God of Israel, that I want to say in front of everybody, all the witnesses, that thank you, Father, that you got me, especially this past year and a half. I have not had to want for anything, nothing. I put in the work. I love servitude. Like I told my boss yesterday, she had said something to me. I said, that's servitude. That's my gift. That's my talent that he has given to me that I can give to other people. I love servitude. I love giving back. So amen. And I just want to say, Brother Miles, kudos to you. In Jesus' holy mighty name, praise God. I just want to say you've been holding it down. It's not easy. And thank you for caring about us, for loving y'all's people, for you, I mean, goodness gracious, you've been holding that thing down, and we pray for you, and we thank you for loving us that much to still get on the air, even when you're on call, because some people say, I'm on call, can't get on tonight, can't get on today. You still do that thing because y'all comes first, and we see that, and we love that about you, and we just rooted. That's right, grounded and rooted, amen. So we just pray for you, yeah. Brother Isaiah. We love the both of you. We thank you, Brother Isaiah, for allowing him to get a break and for you to remind us about this double-minded man spiritually. Amen. And I love you, brothers, and I love all my sisters and brothers that are listening. But I just want to say all praise to the Most High God of Israel. Thank you for keeping us and for holding us and there's just so much, but I'm just going to say that. I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you for the breath of life, and thank you for another Sabbath. And I can't wait for the new one's evening. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, my sisters. To Yah be the glory. I thank Yah for all of you. Praise one, thank you for Brother Isaiah. And we should give his brother a hand clap of praise for the precept that he brought. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you for the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that offering.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
That's
right. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Right. Hey.
Amen. Glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 All praises.
Hallelujah.
You better praise him while you got breath in your body. You better praise him.
Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Father.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someplace else, and it may be coming in twice. So let me mute myself there. All right. I pray that everyone is back here this evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yah is going to meet us again. And this is a very special new moon service. We know that Yah has said in the scripture, when we meet him at this time, that at the blowing of the shofar, that he would come. And so we want to make sure that we are here, that we are celebrating also the birth of Messiah. We don't celebrate it when the normal Christian church does, but Yah has put it on my heart that this is the time. And so we will honor him on this evening in his birth as our Redeemer, as our Savior. We will affirm our make our affirmations to him and give him all the worship that he is due, for truly he is worthy of all our worship and all our praise. I am inviting as many people as I can through text, through message, that they would join us in this, because our people need healing, and this is the time for them to get their healing. So your loved ones, your friends, your relatives, your enemies, invite them out tonight. Just send them a text and just invite them. Give them the number and invite them out. And let whosoever will, let them come. But Yah is going to do great things. So I pray that we are all here. I'm sending out to everybody who is in my distribution list, I'm sending you out the service for tonight. You want to get it and print it. If you don't have it in the next, I'm going to say 45 minutes, I'm going to send it out here in probably 10. But I want you to text me, call me, or whatever. I want you to make sure that you have this so that we are all in one accord. We are all acting on one accord, all of one mind. Yah is just good. He's just good, and the fact that he would even consider us, we ought to be thankful for. So we want to meet 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who are in the West, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Wherever you're at in the world, tune yourself in at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, because we don't have just people who listen or who call in, but they also listen online. And we want to be here for this very special service. So with that being said, Brother Isaiah, do you have any closing remarks?
No, I don't. It's good to be back and hear you guys' voice. So I'll praise this. I hope someone gets an understanding out of the precept that was thought for today. You know, with that, I get a mic.
Amen. 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 All right. Let us bow our heads. Brother Isaiah, you presented the precept today, so brother, please pray us out.
Amen. Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, Heavenly Father, I ask that you strengthen us in our shortcomings and to strengthen us in the things that hold us back. I also ask you, Heavenly Father, to allow your Holy Spirit to dwell in us even more in this time frame that we're in, Father, while faith is lacking in the world. I ask you, Heavenly Father, that you strengthen your children and help your children and to encourage your children to keep moving forward and to strengthen me and including everybody on the podcast and all your children with faith, Father, because without faith, it is impossible to please you, Heavenly Father. I ask you, Father, that you please gird us and you clothe us and you keep us in your righteousness and to strengthen us, Father, to stay in our Bibles and to keep us in your, to keep your word in our heart, Father, and definitely performing it to the world, Father, to keep us strong, Father, when we at work or we at school or we out and about, that you keep your Holy Spirit within us, Father, by our behavior and by our actions. They can see that they're dealing with a servant of God. And whatever way you that is fit possible for us, Father, I ask that you strengthen us and allow it to happen and to strengthen us in our talents and to help us with our shortcomings and deliver us from our shortcomings. These things I pray, Heavenly Father, that you strengthen us and allow us to see another day and most definitely into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. As we go this evening, remember to prepare you a meal, because we have our meal together tonight. Remember to have your wine or your grape juice so that we can bless it before, because we will have a communion service along with this. So have your wine or your grape juice and your unleavened wafers or your unleavened bread. We will bless the boat, and we will have communion together as a body. So we want to have this meal together, and then we want, you know, this is a happy occasion, and this is ordained by the Most High, by the Scriptures. It's not something that Brother Miles made up. So we are being faithful to Yah and keeping his new moon, but this is a special new moon, and so I know that we're going to be blessed on this evening beyond measure. So be prepared to participate. Remember, this is not a precept. This is a service. This is calls for group participation. So come prepared to participate. Come prepared to worship Yah and to glorify him as a group. Scripture says he abides in the praises of his people. So as a one body, one mind, we want to come together. I will email this out, like I said, shortly. This is the order of the service. It has what the leader will be saying. It has what the body should be saying. Go over it. And for those of you, anybody that can sing, we're going to play the Shema. But eventually I want it to be to where, as one group, we are singing the Shema together. You know, whether you are in tune or out of tune. Because you know, you already heard me singing. You know, I cannot carry a note in a bucket. Nevertheless, we want to give praise to Yah, and we want to do this as a group. So as we go our separate ways, I pray that Yah keeps you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen, until we meet at the appointed time. Remember, Yah loves you, and I love you as well. Shalom. Mm-hmm.
I never thought.